Hi, Living Life family. Welcome to another special episode where we are celebrating the publication of our very first season. And I thought today I will give you a special treat because we have someone with us that has been part of the Living Life journey from the beginning. If you have seen our social media, if you've gone on our website, if you've seen the clips, then you already know Shimara's work. Our guest today, Shimara Fontes,
yes.
And she's going to chat with us a bit about her experience here at the Living Life podcast and also just celebrate the publication of our very first season. Hi, Shimara, and welcome.
Thank you. Hello. Thank you so much for having me. It's a very exciting time. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about how you first became involved with Living Life. Now, before we do that, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Shimara Fontes? So,
That's always a fun question. I love answering it because I think I have perfected my answer. My name is Shimara Fontes. I am from a 10-island country on the west coast of Africa that goes by the name of Cape Verde, but currently I reside in Illinois, where I work at Olivet Nazarene University as the Director of Black Student Engagement. I am a fan of all things live music and live audio experience. I graduated with a degree in radio, so this is kind of a little bit of tapping into how I got connected.
Yeah.
My favorite scripture is 1 Peter 5:7. I think it's a great piece of encouragement there that speaks to an anxious generation, which I'm a part of. So it's always
what
nice.
Does 1 Peter 5:7 say?
It says, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. And I think that's a really good one.
That's one of my favorites too.
But that's a little bit about me. That's what I do. And I get to be an editor, a podcast editor in/ marketing intern for the podcast.
Okay, so you've been with us from the very beginning and you are volunteering. So
yes.
You give a lot of hours for free. So what made you say yes to this?
I was thinking about this and I think I've come to the realization that I said yes because it just gave me an opportunity to do something that I love, which is to work in the podcasting world.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to get my hands on and experience some of it is really nice. Plus, I have a big admiration for you, Auntie Samantha. So I was like, I get to do what I like. Plus, I get to hear from an amazing scholar. It was the easiest yes ever.
That's a good answer.
Thank you.
So you were with us when we recorded the very first season,
mm-hmm.
What is Real Happiness? A 6-week study from the Sermon on the Mount. What episode stood out for you and why did that episode really stay in your mind?
There's two episodes that really stood out. The first one is probably the first episode. It was like the culmination of a couple of meetings that we had, and just to see it come to life was really cool. But also just this idea of understanding what biblical happiness was, or just have that definition of real happiness.
Mm-hmm.
It was really helpful for myself to have that understanding. So I really liked that episode. And I think the second one is probably episode 3, Righteous Mercy.
Yeah. It was called Seek Righteousness and Love Mercy.
Yes, that one. Yeah. I really enjoyed a little bit of that one. I think for where my life was at that time, I was just questioning everything and just trying to understand myself a little bit by hearing those words and understanding that we need to seek God and do good. I think it was a really, really good episode for me. I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when people your age talk about happiness, what do you think they are really looking for?
I think they're looking for instant gratification, that quick dose of dopamine, and just makes them feel happy, even if it's for a short time. I think that's what it means for us when we say that's happiness.
Yeah. And so how does that play into what you've learned in the first season? How can we help young people to change, to shift that mindset a bit?
I think the change comes from this understanding that this is everlasting happiness. Mm. This is not something that is a one day thing or a here's just for a week and then it's going to be gone. It's a forever attitude. And just to understand God's love for us, I think it's really helpful in understanding that that is what happiness is, to delight yourself in the Lord, to let Him be the King of your life, to just have that understanding that God's kindness and care and love leads to a happy life. It's not just something that will end. It will be forever.
Yeah.
Great.
And so do you think social media play into this instant gratification mindset, and how does it play into that?
Of course. When you get likes and clicks and comments, just things that people are responding pretty fast. I think that's probably the main way that social media provides that instant gratification. That's why they always say that you try to present a better version of yourself, so that you're hiding kind of the more negative side of it. Because then people are not truly working on themselves in a positive way. They're just showing a side instead of showing the whole, or presenting, or getting feedback, or having deeper relationships. Things just stay on superficial level and it's just quick.
Yeah. And from what you said, I'm gathering that what we need is to help young people to focus, or to begin to have an eternal mindset, sort of an eternity view, to think of the long game instead of, okay, what's can I get right now? And that's a challenge how to do that. And so what are some of the biggest struggles that young people have when it comes to faith and following Jesus?
I don't know for every single one, but for what I've seen from my generation is probably connection. This has been a struggle for a lot of people, just to find connections with others or connection with faith. Trying to say, what is faith, or what do I believe in? Who is God? You know, a lot of those big questions when it comes to their self. And I think another struggle is distraction. We're all distracted. There's just so many things that are competing for our attention, competing for our care or our time, right? We have devices, we have activities and all these other things. So just distraction and probably the lack of connection.
Yeah. So you've called yourself a consumer of this podcast, even though you are a work at a podcast, you also see yourself as a consumer. And you some of your friends your age also listen. And so what do they appreciate about it?
I think they appreciate the realness that comes with the podcast. I don't think you have sugarcoated anything. You have been very real in your delivery and also very clear. We appreciate realness and clarity, especially when it comes to talking about theology, about the Bible, about the things that impact our faith. So those have been some of the feedback that I've received from people, but also you put it in ways that I can understand.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like I need to get a ton of books and do some exegesis or deep research when I'm listening. And that is really good. You make it understandable for us that are not scholars. So I think that's another positive.
So being understandable and real, authentic, that is what young people appreciate.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great to know. We'll have to think about that as we plan for season 5. We are already thinking about season 5 of having a podcast.
This is amazing. So soon we're going to throw a birthday party for the podcast.
Yeah, we're going to need to do that. I think we started around August or October, right?
Yes.
So what does living love mean to you personally? And how has that through shaped your own life?
I think living love has taken a different meaning for myself this year. In 2026, I became very intentional about just who I was as a person. Mm-hmm. I credit to my, you know, frontal lobe being developed and just...
Your frontal lobe is developed now.
Yes, we need self-actualization, I think. So to me, to live love is to just dive deeper into the relationships that I have and dive deeper into the word, into my relationship with God, my relationship with my church community at work, the relationship with the people that I interact on a daily basis with my family, just being more intentional. I feel like there was always the desire there, but never the intentionality to go deeper. And living love is trusting that as I go deep, it will be good, like, because God will be there and to walk through me in that journey. And I think that's what living love is for me.
Yeah. And it takes work. We do not work to earn God's love or other people's love. But what I'm realizing, even now at my age, is that if I'm going to experience that love consciously, it takes some intentionality, as you say, some work. Like with my husband, we can know we love each other, but if we don't go on a date now and then, the marriage will die, right? So all relationships need intentionality. So I totally agree with that.
Absolutely. And once that intentionality is there, I think it just makes it positive and good and happy.
Yeah.
Just what we desire and what we're seeking. So it's always a plus.
Yeah. And the gratification, although it's not always immediately, is really good because you do feel yourself changing and you feel loved and you are able to express that love. And so it's positive all around.
I agree.
Yeah. So you've been with the creation of this book, What is Real Happiness? You've been from the beginning as we just launched our first episode. So what do you hope your readers will take away from the book?
I hope that they will find opportunities to apply the content of the book and also the content of the podcast into their daily lives. That is just not just something that they will just sit and listen and say, oh, this was really good, but that they're taking what they hear and they're applying it into their lives in the same way that I have done, right? Being more intentional with the relationships that I have with other people and with the Lord. I hope that the listeners and readers are able to also see areas of their life where there's a need and be able to use some of the skills and tools they learn from reading and apply it.
Yeah. So you talk a lot about intentionality, but what specific practices do you do intentionally to bring this truth into your life and to make it more action than just knowledge?
I think I do two things specifically. The first one is I've become more intentional in my reaching out of others, in being clear about why I'm reaching out. Why do I want this connection? Or if we're setting up a meeting for something, or if we're planning to go somewhere, just being willing to say, hey, here's what I want us to do. Being clear, direct in that, I think, is one area. And the second part is trusting God more, you know, instead of just putting all my worries and cares to God, but then still saying, I'll go and help God. But just like fully trusting that the things that he's doing, or
trust is not just an emotion. Mm-hmm. It can be an intentional action.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think I do it the most by not exerting humanness in my fully putting up to God and just waiting. It takes patience. I think that's a big part of trust, is that patience and that calmness to just believe that God is powerful to do it.
Yeah.
And he does it, right?
He does it. He's totally capable.
Exactly.
Okay, so what is bringing you genuine joy these days? And what would you say to someone your age who's still searching for real happiness?
That's a really good question. What has made me very happy? I was just at a conference for work, and I got to interact with people who are a part of the work that I do.
Yeah.
They're from different universities, but we all do the work of working with minority students in diverse settings, with talking a lot about multicultural work in Christian institutions. And I just felt so happy to find other people who, if I shared something, they just understood what was going on. They didn't look at me crazy or didn't ask for additional explanation. They just new. And I think that, like, to be known in that way was so refreshing. And I'm still going on that high, right? Uh-huh. That thing that happened 2 weeks ago, I'm still like, oh, that was such a good experience. So I think that is probably the biggest thing that's happening for me recently. And I don't know, a piece of advice for people my age who are looking, I think might be a little bit cliche, but probably looking to start to find a faith community, find other people who are willing to walk with you, that are willing to hear what you have to say. I think communal happiness is really helpful for our personal happiness, and just finding things to hear and to read in addition to having that real life practice or that real life community, I think is really helpful. So I'm just finding a faith community, a community of people that are willing to love you and care for you, I think will be really helpful.
Yeah.
Will help you feel happy and loved.
Finding a faith community and people who are willing to love you. Yeah. And yeah, at the Living Life podcast, we're all about that, right?
I agree. Yeah, we are constantly looking for people who are interested in joining the community, whether they are sending comments or via email. Even we live in a digital world, so you can still find digital community. So anyone who is like, oh, I don't know where to start, they can start by
and the Living Life family. You are most welcome.
Exactly. It's easy.
Yeah. Well, Chimara, thank you for sharing your time with us today.
Of course.
And thank you for all your work on the Living Life podcast. I got a text message from you a few weeks ago where you said, Tia, I need to talk to you. And I said, oh no, Chimara wants to leave us. What am I going to do without Chimara? Luckily, that was not the agenda of what you wanted to talk about.
No.
But I want you to know how much I appreciate you and all that you do for this ministry.
Of course. Thank you. It is a privilege. I consider this to be one of the greatest privileges of life itself, to be able to hear from someone just as eloquent, smart, and just all around amazing. So thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. I get to use some skills.
Thank you.
Great combo.
Well, that brings us to the end of our episode today. And please, Living Life family, remember to check out the book. You can find it on our website. It's called What is Real Happiness? A 6-week journey on the Sermon on the Mount. And you can also find it on Amazon. But I prefer for you to go through our website, because if you use that link, you are supporting the Living Life ministry. And so as we come to this end of this episode, I want to remind you, no matter your story, in Christ you are fully known, deeply loved, and you have a divine purpose. Until next time, keep loving life.
Yeah!